We are now up to Simen Shin Tes Vav, and we'll be doing the first Simen. Now, the Malacha of Binyan includes setting up a structure, making an Ohel, and there are two kinds of Ohel. There's a horizontal Ohel, and then there's a vertical one, which is a Mechitza. Chazal are more machmir with a horizontal one than with a vertical one. So let's see. Osur Lasas Ohel B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to make an Ohel on Shabbos V'yontif, Afilu Hu Arai. Even an Ohel Arai is Osur, that means a horizontal structure is Osur on Shabbos, even if it's temporary. V'dafka Bagag Aval Mechitzis Mutter. The Mechitzis, if you're talking about vertical walls, that's Mutter. Vein Mechitza Asura Elim Kenasis Lahater Suko Lahater Tiltul. Unlike an Ohel Arai, the only mechitza arois that is usur is a mechitza amateris, meaning it's pashit, building up a wall that's permanent on Shabbos is usur midaraisa because of binyan. But if you're putting up something temporary, it's vertical, not horizontal, it is only usur if it serves the purpose of a mechitza for halacha. For example, if you want it to be a wall of a sukkah, or you would not like it to be something that is matir carrying on Shabbos. Hagah aval mechitza anasas letznius ba'al nashari, but a mechitza that's put up just for tznius is mutter. For example, the Rishonim bring down that at a drasha where it is common to have a mechitza between the men and the women, so there it's only done letznius. It's not because halacha is mechayiv, so it's mutter. Lachain mutter litlos vilon lepnei ha-pesach alfa pi shekavua sham. Therefore, you're allowed to hang up a curtain in front of the door, even though it's kavua there. V'chein parochas lefnei Aron HaKodesh. Now the parochas in front of the Aron Kodesh is even more mutter, because there the Aron Kodesh is closed. You're just hanging up something in front of it. It is not sealing anything. Now there's a Chazon Ish here who claims that if you're really putting something up permanently in a way that it's meant to stay there, that's going to be binyan daraisa. That's real binyan. That's going to be elser. What we're talking about is something that you plan on being temporary only. If you put up a parochas and you have the very top of it horizontal, then that's aser. You're allowed to black out the sun or the heat. Or in front of the candles that you shouldn't blow out. In order to have relations, if there's light, a light source in the room where the halach is, you need a mechitza, that's aser. Also, if we're talking about relations or one relieving himself in a room that has svarim, so you need a mechitza there. Unless there was already a tefach of a wall there, and you're just adding to it on Shabbos. Now, the Magen Avram says that in a case where the wall is not working midin mechitza, but it's so tall that it blocks out the view of the light or the svarim, so that's not a mechitza, that's a kisui. It's mutter to have a kisui on Shabbos. Similarly with the svarim, in a case where they already have one cover, and what you're doing is putting up a wall to serve as a second cover, because you do need two covers, he wants to say that is mutter, because it's just midin kisui and not midin wall. Now, Lamaisa, the Mishtabura says, if necessary, you can rely on this Magen Avraham.